KUSF
Say more.
That's nice, isn't it? What a nice way to start out this radio show. Seawolf. We had met Alex Brown Church. We, meaning I, Dennis the Menace, had met Alex Brown Church before. Actually, very early. They were one of the first guests in hour number one of this radio show. And they're still a band, but Alex is no longer with them. They were called and are called Irving, out of Los Angeles. Alex was, I believe, their lead vocalist there, too. And at some moment in time, I'm not sure exactly when, he left the band and this EP showed up. I was going to say magically. There was nothing magical. I opened up the envelope. There it was. Danger Bird Records, nifty label out of Los Angeles, sent us this EP from a band called Seawolf, which is two words, called Get to the River Before It Runs Too Low. And I popped it in, listened to the title track, and I said, wow, that's kind of what we do here on Just Another Menace Sunday. I think I'll play it. And so I did, and moments later, of course, the promo people who sent us the CD, who pay attention to these things, said, would you like to have the band in when they play in San Francisco? And I said, sure, why not? So that's what we're going to do here on hour number one of this thing that I, Dennis the Menace, like to call Just Another Menace Sunday. Hour number one, interviews with rock and rollers of note. Hour number two, all new melodic rock and roll with bands like Seawolf. We'll also, after the interview, listen to their musical sandwich. And you'll get to meet not only Alex, but his percussionist, drummer, and his cellist. Go to menaceaddict.com, see why the interview was so much fun. So without further ado, let's listen to the musical sandwich. And first, the interview with Seawolf on Just Another Menace Sunday.
I'm Alex Brown Church, and I sing and play guitar in Seawolf, but the full band isn't here, but we do have...
I'm Anya LaPerry, I play cello.
Byron Reynolds, I play the drums.
I knew you played something respectable.
Yeah.
You just didn't look
she
like...
She has the air of respectability.
You just don't look like... please take this the right way, but you just don't look like a drummer. Oh, let's just keep this up. Let's not do a damn interview. But you know, I've played San Francisco, even as Seawolf, a lot already. Café du Nord in 96. You were back here, didn't you?
2006.
2006. No, I want to go with 96. It'll make me feel better about my age. But March for Noise Pop.
Uh-huh.
Then you did Bottom of the Hill in April, and now this show. So is this the first show that you're doing since the CD is out? Because the CD is out, is it not?
Yes.
Like, literally? Like, is it in store? Like, dude, is it in stores yet?
The EP is out. It's in stores. The LP comes out in September, but yeah.
So people will have to wait for the full Monty.
Yeah. But this will be the first show where people could have actually heard us before they came to see us, other than the internet.
Interesting mix of bands you've opened for. Clinic, The Little Ones, we've had all these people on the show. The Watson Twins were in this very room last Saturday, and they're pretty cool. You can't really put your finger on it, can you?
Well, we're friends with the Watson Twins. They're great, and they're great people, too. And The Little Ones are also an L.A. band, and they're good guys. I don't really know what to say about who we've been playing with. I guess it's just, you know, trying to play with good bands doesn't quite. I mean, the genre, I think, matters, but more than anything, that, you know, that they're a band that we like.
And I guess that is I guess that's my point, is that when they do try to put genres together, that doesn't necessarily pan out as well as one would think it would.
Yeah, I agree.
That can be a tricky notion. Now, despite all those performances, I've only lived with your CD for about a week now. So I'm just getting into it. I did play I'm a Wolf last week on the show.
You're a wolf.
Yes. No, I'm a wolf. Gotcha. Tell me some things that are essential for me to know since I'm new to the band. Give me like the things that I just need, you know, and my listeners need to know that will tell us some important things about this band.
Well, basically, it kind of talks about me and sort of my background being from California and growing up in the Bay Area, because the band is mostly my project. I write songs and sing, and the recordings I produced and with help from Phil Eck.
So but I do see on MySpace that you are always in the band, and then there are sometimes musicians.
Mm-hmm.
So how sometimes are the sometimes? I guess we've got some sometimes in the room here. We'll let the sometimes. Hey, look, if it doesn't work with Seawolf, why don't you two just get together, you know, and call yourselves the sometimes?
Sounds good.
What do you think?
It's worth a shot.
I think it's a nice name for. What do you think? The sometimes.
The sometimes, yeah, it's all right.
It's got a very '60s British invasion kind of feel.
Sure. Yeah, we've got a big pool of musicians to pull from now.
So. For the sometimes.
For the sometimes.
It's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. You can just.
I think it's great.
They're all better than me anyway.
You know, we can practice it. That was the sometimes with their song. We don't know who's playing. And we don't care. But all kidding aside, so for those who know Irving, does Irving still exist?
Yeah, Irving still exists.
So is this a side project, a collective, a tortilla?
Well, I'm not in Irving anymore, so Seawolf's very much a side project.
Got it.
We're on Dangerbird Records.
Right. And, yes, you're on a real label.
On a real label. And Irving's still around. They're actually in Europe right now doing some dates over there. And yeah,
it's interesting. I saw them the last time, I think, at the Rickshaw Stop, and you know, there's a big fan base.
Mm-hmm.
But so, without getting into any political controversy here, what was your decision to move on and form the new band?
Well, I kind of started the new band in like 2002, I would say. So it's been something that's been happening for a while, but. You know, Irving is a collective where everybody sings and writes songs, and I was just feeling like the kinds of songs that I wanted to write and do weren't necessarily the songs that Irving wanted to write and do. So I just felt like I needed another outlet for those songs, and so started Seawolf, and things started to go pretty quickly, especially in the past year after I finished the initial recordings. In 2006, things escalated pretty quickly and culminated with signing to Dangerbird Records. And at that point I realized, you know, I just don't have time to do both bands, and Seawolf being my project, you know, it seemed like the natural decision that I would do that. So that's what happened.
Okay, now listen carefully, because if you don't know this will be valuable information. I have to read this. Seawolf-class submarines were designed to operate autonomously against the world's most capable submarine and surface threats. The primary mission of the Seawolf was to destroy Soviet ballistic missile submarines before they could attack American targets. Is that the same mission you have for the band?
We hate the Russians.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know, I can tell what's going to happen with you. It's only going to be like, she's going to do like these little four-word things. And they're going to be the funniest thing in the room. I'm not going to try to compete with her. It's like I read that whole thing. We hate the Russians. Russian dressing, too.
Yeah, I don't like Russian dressing very much.
I don't even know what Russian dressing is.
The Seawolf actually, the name comes from the Jack London novel, The Seawolf. But after the name came up, of course, people started sending me like links to, you know, Seawolf, the video game, and Seawolf the, you know, whatever.
Well, and in this world where people do type in Seawolf.
Seawolf the band comes up first.
Yes.
It wasn't that way for a while, but now it is that way.
Yeah, because other people looking for you could, you know, be buying nuclear subs.
I guess so.
That'd be kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got to do this because this is just too much fun. It's going to take me a while, and I'm going to read it. We want to be just like Wolf Eyes Wolf Parade. We are wolves. AIDS Wolf Wolfie, would you like to read the rest of it? It's very
No, it's all right.
I read it on the air like when I played the track last week.
Uh-huh.
I read the whole thing for my audience. You know, and my favorite, by the way, is Duran Duran, although they don't really count, they were just hungry like a wolf. But you did a good job of just saying, you know what, listen to the music, and wasn't that the goal?
Yeah, it was the goal. It was kind of just to say, like, ignore. Because the thing is that we came up with the name, or I came up with the name, you know, probably around the same time all those other bands were coming up with their band names. And and 2 years later, everybody had wolves in the, you know, wolf was in the
wolf
their name.
Mother,
yeah,
and
et cetera, et cetera. And I contemplated changing it, but just ultimately decided I didn't want to do that because I felt like it suited the band too much. And you know, I figured that as soon as the first EP came out and people heard of, you know, Seawolf, then the name would cease to be like an issue. You know what I mean? So I just thought that it would be just to kind of make light of it and you know, make sure that people realize that it's, you know, we're not trying to be like those bands, and we just don't care.
So other folks, other featured players,
hi there.
Hi.
Let's talk to you for 2 minutes. I mean, heck, you came here. We'll give Alex a break. So how did you get associated with this band and background, and where else have you played, and why do you not like Russians?
Well, just for the
and
record,
why,
we
and
have
why
nothing
are you,
against
why are
Russians. We actually love Russians, and if anybody in Russia wants us to come over there and play, we'd love to, and mm-hmm. drink your vodka. It'd be great. Well, let's see. I first met Alex. Actually, I used to play in a band called Eagle in L.A., and we actually played some shows with Irving, and I think I got to meet Alex through that. So we had bands that we played together in. And then we actually were working together as art installers at our museum.
Art installers. Would you like to be a member of the band Art Installers?
I might call it art installation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no answer. Tell me about your background.
We all wear white gloves.
And how you got to all... Then you could be called something else, but we'll leave it alone. And I'm not going to touch it. So tell me about your background and how you got to be a member of Seawolf and what else you've done and all that exciting stuff.
I went to CalArts and became kind of a member of the cello community there, and a lot of cellists that came out of that school.
Is that a big cello school? I didn't know that. I mean, I'm not being facetious.
Mm-hmm.
CalArts is like, if you want a good cellist, you go to CalArts.
If you want a really versatile cellist who's able to play in, say,
a rock band
or do jazz, then yeah, it's not a bad place.
But yeah, you don't go to Juilliard for that, because in Juilliard you're going to get the ones that are playing in symphony orchestra or bust, right?
Yeah. Well, I got this, the old drummer Scotty called a friend of mine who's a cellist at CalArts about this gig, and she called me, and that was...
So who else have you played with before this gig?
Before this? I was in all kinds of bands. I'm actually also a bass player, so I played in a blues band, I played in a Latin jazz band, I played in a glam rock band.
Glam rock band?
But
as a bassist, not as a cellist.
I did some songs on their album as a cellist, and then I ended up replacing the bass player, so... But that was a while ago.
Scandalous.
It's scandalous. I kind of usurped the bass position.
Can you explain what's scandalous about it? This doesn't sound like this is front page of the National Enquirer to me, but I'm just curious to know.
Well, she mysteriously disappeared, so they needed a new bass player.
Lots of silence here. It's a beautiful interview.
You wanted scandal.
I did.
But I only played with Seawolf for... I'd played that Café du Nord gig, actually. That was one of the... on this mini West Coast tour. Mm-hmm. And then I took off and played electric cello with a band called Cursive for about 6 months.
I know Cursive. Wow.
Yeah, and then after that ended, I didn't know what I was going to do. I was like... what's next for me? And my friend April, who I had replaced me in Seawolf while I was gone,
was willing to give up the gig and let you back in.
I guess she couldn't do some of the gigs.
Yeah, she's busy. She's, you know, she's got a lot of stuff on her plate.
She's got kind of a different musical agenda, I think, for me. Mm-hmm.
What's your musical agenda?
Well, I always wanted to be a rock cellist, to be perfectly honest. I never
and
had...
She's great at it, too.
Thanks.
Amazing.
That was... I mean, when I started cello, I never wanted to do the symphony thing. I wanted to do studio work, and I wanted to play live shows in rock or jazz settings, and it's just what I set out to do, and now I'm doing it, so.
We just did a tour with Silverstone Pickups, and or a couple tours with them, actually, and by the end, like, Brian from Silverstone was so in love with Anula and her playing that he was like, you have to come play with us. So she actually played on one of their songs for, like, a few of the shows. And killed it, I might add.
Thank you. Well, Byron played too with them, right?
That's true. Byron.
Did you kill it, Byron?
Yeah, I killed it.
Yeah. Well, I left.
Did it come back to life afterwards?
No, it's dead. Completely.
It is so dry in here. This could be the Sahara at this very moment. Well, I have good news. This is big. This is the next place you can record your next record. Welcome to Seawolf Studios, a unique recording studio combining historical architecture with today's top design and years of recording experience with bleeding edge technology. And guess where Seawolf Studio is?
Russia?
No. No, much.
Oakland?
No, much better. Here, take a look.
Let me look at that.
Seawolf Studios. See, this is what you need to do. It's in Finland. It's in Helsinki. Finland. See, and this is why the internet is fun.
Maybe we should go record there.
Well, this is what I'm saying.
Our keyboard player is going there in July.
This is what I'm saying. Finland's a nifty place. And if you go in, now I don't know if it's winter or summer officially. I guess it's still summer there. You don't want to go in winter because it'll be dark all day and all night. But I'm thinking you have this great opportunity to call up Seawolf Studios and say, we're Seawolf, and we want to record there. And we can make your studio, because it looks like the only big band they've had is somebody from Hanoi Rocks, and I'm not sure that's anything.
Looks like a nice studio.
I just read that.
Well, they have bleeding edge technology.
What's that mean?
I don't know. I think it's something to do with the fact that when you go in there, you bleed to death or something. I'm not sure.
Because they don't have any isolation booths?
It's bleeding edge as opposed to leading edge. It's a Finnish thing.
I just read that Helsinki was the most expensive city in the world to live in. So maybe that has something to do with it.
The bleeding edge?
They bleed you dry. It's really expensive. Maybe that's it.
Well, this is Seawolf. This is one word, Seawolf, or two words, Seawolf.
Well, maybe you could get them to do change that.
Yeah.
In honor of you. So tell me about the plans for the band. So the full length, is it recorded yet? Is it in process?
Yeah, it's recorded. It's done.
Recorded, mixed, mastered, ready to rock?
It's in the process of being mixed right now, but it's pretty much, it's very close.
And is everything that's on this EP on that album?
Two songs are, Your Wolf and The Garden That You Planted.
So this will become this will become a collector's item because I will only be able to have the rest of these songs.
Yeah.
On this EP.
Yeah, for sure.
So tell me about the LP. What am I going to hear on the LP that I haven't heard here, you know, in terms of style, in terms of all of that sort of thing?
I think the LP is going to be a bit darker than the EP. The EP has some, well.
So it's like a dark brown instead of a light brown.
Yeah, it's going to be like maybe like a black even, or dark gray. The EP was, kind of the purpose of the EP was to introduce the band and kind of introduce, you know, what would be coming on the record. With songs, Your Wolf and Garden That You Planted are both going to be on the record.
I am not a wolf. I keep telling you this.
And the other songs are just, they're songs that we recorded, you know, for the record that we weren't sure if they were going to go or not. So we put them on the EP because we felt like they need to be heard, but they don't necessarily.
But I don't mean this in any other way, but being serious, was that because you didn't feel they were the strongest material of the bunch?
No, I think they're good songs. I think that if anything, it's more just a, for me, it was more of just like a style kind of thing. Cause I think that the record is going to be, there's going to be a little bit more, sort of ethereal elements to it. And there's some kind of song, there's a couple songs that have a little bit of a gypsy kind of feel to them. And, there's, you know, it's a bit, there's a few songs that kind of are a bit darker and, kind of rock a little bit more. There's a couple songs that have some, you know, blistering guitar parts, but I think that, but the other thing is that it's kind of half and half. Like the half of the record is more mellow and kind of slower songs, and the other half of the record are up tempo and sort of.
But have you sequenced it so we take a nice roller coaster ride?
Or is it literally going to be
half and half?
No. Well,
side two. We rock out. Seawolf rocks out. Side one, Catalina. Just kidding.
You can sequence it. You put your first sequence together and then say you listen to that. And then you try and do, you're like, oh, well, I don't like this and I don't like this. But after like two or three listens, you cease to have any kind of objective opinion. You don't really know anymore.
Now you know all the rules, the sequence. I forget if it was Virgin or something a while back. So the sequencing rule is that track one has to be an absolute, you know, keeper. Track two, you can be, you know, because, and then track three is almost more relevant than track one. And it kind of, and I forget what the whole formula is for there, but there is a whole theory that supposedly the public has absorbed based on all of these records being sequenced over the years, and then a study of, you know, what tracks have become a hit. So you probably, I don't think we did this back when Irvi came in, but we call it a musical sandwich. It is two Seawolf songs as the bread, and then as many other songs in between as you want to play from other bands.
Cool. What songs do we do? Well, Earwolf for sure, for one piece of bread. Do Garden That You Planted and Earwolf.
Okay. And who wants to start the bidding on other songs?
I'm not sure if Alex is going to like my choices. So.
He doesn't get that. No, you see, I'm the arbiter of taste in this room. Sorry.
I say go for it.
How about The Trooper from Iron Maiden?
I was totally going to say that.
Do you play that kind of stuff on
your
show?
You know, I'm so filled with Poison and Guns N' Roses and Metallica. There's always, for reasons I cannot define, this is a new melodic rock and roll radio show. And without fail, but my listeners can count on the fact that during the musical sandwich, someone will hit them with yes.
Yeah. I'll pick I don't know the song names yet for the new Wilco record, but maybe the first.
Oh, it's in there, but I can dig it out. Yes.
Maybe the first track on the new Wilco record.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Cool.
I could pick one for Ted, our bass player.
All right, do it.
Holy Diver by Dio.
That's actually very appropriate for Ted.
Yeah.
You guys have a lot to help this out now.
Yeah.
Okay, how about Cello Song by Nick Drake?
Nice. Cello Song by Nick Drake.
Shipbuilding by Elvis Costello.
Lovely.
Track two on the Sunset Rubdown EP.
The first track from Loveless, My Bloody Valentine.
Sunset Valley? Yeah, you can pick a track.
He's trusting
by
me.
By the band Sunset Valley.
Okay.
Silver Sun Pickups.
I'm gonna pick something kind of weird.
I can't imagine.
Bloody Murder.
Okay.
How about These Days by Nico?
Nice. There you go. See, you did it. Congratulations.
Sweet.
Well, thanks, kids.
The one that you are looking for, you're not gonna find her here. the tiger. You can see his stripes, but you know he's clean. Oh, don't you see what I mean?
Sun will shine today. The clouds will blow away. Maybe I won't feel so afraid. Either way, maybe you still love me, maybe you don't. Either you will or you won't. Just need some time alone. I will try to understand everything has its plan. the clouds will roll away. Maybe I won't be so afraid. I will understand how everything has its plan. Either way, building. Well, I ask you,
said, Dad, they're going to take me to task. But I'll be back by Christmas. It's just a rumor that was spread around town. Somebody said that someone got killed in for saying that people get killed in the result of this ship building. With all the will in the world, diving for dear life, when we could be diving.
Took a vote and said no. They turned around. She says I won't let her leave. I lie perfectly still. She stifles her tears.
I don't think I risk enough. another these days. These days. And if I seem to be afraid to live the life that I have made, and sorry, it's just that I've been losing so long. La 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 la. I sit on cornerstones and count the time in quarter turns to ten. Please don't confront me with my failures. I had not forgotten them. Hope I didn't wake you too soon, because my mind is growing tired, too much thinking what I should do. I picture you out there, it must be beautiful this time of year. All those East Coast leaves floating round like embers from burning trees. Well, the weather out here is just the same, but the garden that you planted. Talk to me,
even though you've had a late night, because I need a little help. Baby, tell me I'll be alright, 'cause everything around me's changed, but the garden that you planted.
Thank you to Seawolf for joining us right here in Studio C a couple of weeks ago. And thank you for the energetic and strange musical sandwich. If you don't believe that I play exactly what the band tells me to play, this would be definitive proof, although I did shorten a few songs. And I owe Seawolf a Silver Sun Pickups at a My Bloody Valentine because we just ran out of time and we still went over the hour. Seawolf from an EP that is preceding an album that will be out in September. The EP out on Danger Bird Records called Get to the River Before It Runs Too Low. We heard Garden that you planted from that EP. Nico, These Days. Boy, can you tell the different tastes of the members of the band. Unbelievable. Bloody Murder, Cursive. Sunset Valley, Sky Lab Love Scene. Sunset Rubdown, a lot of sunset in there. They took a vote and said no. Elvis Costello and the Attractions, Shipbuilding. Nick Drake, cello song, Wilco, Either Way. Dio, Holy Diver. Iron Maiden, The Trooper. Might be the only time in my entire life I play those two on the radio. And Seawolf, again from their new EP that you can find at a record shop near you. You're a Wolf. If you have any questions, any thoughts, any input, any seafood recipes about the interview with Seawolf, please email me, Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S, at menaceattic.com, M-E-N-A-C-E-A-T-T-I-C.com. Next week, the first of a two-part interview, It Was That Good, with Jesse Malin. Back with hour number two, New Melodic Rock and Roll, right after we do something good.
Do you know what hell is?
Homelessness in San Francisco and across the country is real and growing. The Coalition on Homelessness is a community organization committed to making tangible improvements in the lives of the homeless. Coalition goals combine short-term solutions with long-term strategies to change social and economic justice both locally and nationally. The Coalition on Homelessness welcomes your time, money, and interest, so please contact the Coalition on Homelessness at 346-3740 to find out more.
There is a humongous stack of CDs to my left, several of which will not touch a home CD player for quite a while. So I guess that means it's time for all new melodic rock and roll, hour number two of Just Another Menace Sunday. So Mr. Engineer, would you please be so kind as to hit CD number two right now?